Hello, I'm Robert Pallas, and you're listening to Cut Talks, double G, U, double T.
So, when did you start working on this?
We have been involved since early this year. So, the whole project is rather new.
How many companies are working on that?
The general procurement, I think, was participated by 24 different companies in Estonia, including all the powerhouses that we have here. But the way it works is in mini procurements. So most of the mini procurements don't have all of the companies participating. In fact, it's just a few companies that take part in those small bites.
And what is the major challenge you're facing at the moment in this project?
The whole infrastructure complexity obviously is rather high, because the amount of companies and amount of people working together have all contributed to this open development platform stack, which has become a lot of information. And then now to pull it all together and deploy it, make it work. It's a project that is already live and people are already using it, but the amount of complexity is growing rapidly. So to manage that on the deadlines and keeping everybody happy, that is the challenge, more so for the government than for us, but we are feeling the challenges as well.
Yeah, because I guess there are lots of gray areas, and then either everyone contributes or no one contributes because it's so gray. This takes time, I guess, just to decide, okay, who's doing what, right? In a certain way. The other question here is, how is it helping? Like, how is the fact that everything is pretty much digital in Estonia, right? And everything is integrated. And going back to Callum's episode, so if you haven't listened to it, just listen to it to know what we're talking about somehow. So I'm just telling everyone, where we talk about the integration of like the hospital with the government, with the bank, with the school, like everything's integrated, which goes back a bit to the example you've given, right? If like I wanted like to build on my land, which piece of land? It knows it already. But the fact that everything is digital is making it somehow, I'm not going to say easy, but a bit easier. Let's say you were to do that in another country where none of this exists. How would you have started?
Well, indeed, a lot of the things that Estonia already has are prerequisite. And the first one is secure digital identity. So if you don't have a digital identity in the country, that's where I would need to start. But to really deploy nationwide system where everybody has some sort of way to authenticate to the government, it goes past technical challenges, obviously. And for a smaller country like Estonia, where we started from scratch a little more than 30 years ago, we didn't have any infrastructure that just went correctly because we had the right people in the right seats to make the good decisions. They obviously didn't see everything that is going to happen and how some of those things are going to be deployed. But we all carry a smart chip device, which has a private key on it, where we can sign our documents, we can sign our wishes, and that way securely communicate with the government. So this is something that needs to exist for building out any really complex government informational systems on top of. But the other part is X-Road. X-Road is kind of like a service bus where every government institution gives access to their endpoints, and the data can be consumed from there. If the government entities don't make it available to access the information that they hold somewhere in their data centers, if they don't make them available online by any means, then this kind of huge ecosystem where stuff starts working together cannot be built either. So in a way, we are lucky because of some smart decisions made before us that we can even think about building something like that. So I'm like, unfortunately, I'm not super optimistic about larger governments being able to really copy what we are doing here. But private institutions can, because they can navigate their ship and turn it much faster than governments can. Governments will have to get a buy-in from their people, and it might just so happen that even deploying digital identity to everybody will become impossible for a lot of countries.
Yeah, I mean, Estonia is it 1.1 million or 1.3 million?
We are like 1.3, 1.4, somewhere in between that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why, and as you said, started 30 years ago, like building this whole digital society, digital identity. And I mean, going back, yeah, to larger governance, going to back you were saying, I would add to it, like the fact that lots of people will lose their jobs because they have given sometimes jobs that are not really needed also, and also because of the corruption. So maybe that would not work for those reasons. Forgetting about the complexity of some other reason, like things, but also infrastructure. So I guess you're lucky in that sense somehow to make things work. Just some might argue, I don't know, how do people perceive this in Estonia? Or, I mean, people who were born, let's say 30 years ago, 20 years ago, right, whatever, do they see this as a threat or as something great because they're just moving on with their lives and not wasting time where they don't need to? Because putting this in another country, they would say, no, I'm being tracked. I'm talking about the average citizen, right? How is it perceived? And how are you like keeping on improving it also? Because you said you're facing challenges.
Well, I think Estonians are very spoiled in the way they communicate with their government. I mean, taxes have been online over 20 years, elections about the same. I don't even remember which one was first, but one of them was in the end of 90s already. It was the first pilot project to communicate with the government online with something that is really significant. And if there was an Estonian who, for some reason, would think that their privacy is spoiled, they can still do taxes on paper. They can still go to cast their vote for local and government elections on spot on an election booth, but they don't really because of the convenience.
Yeah.
And for me, like it's been for me the entire life that I'm doing my taxes online, and to really understand the position that I am in, I just need to talk to someone from the States about doing their taxes. And
you shouldn't go too far. Just stay in Europe, I think, and you will be.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, in that sense, it's, you know, time is a big thing. And yeah, I mean, on the other side of Europe here, it's a waste of time just doing your taxes and like taking an appointment or renewing a paper or stuff like that. So I get you, and you are spoiled indeed, as you said, somehow. It starts with the gut. It ends with the gut. It's in your gut.
Gut Talks.
This is the end of this episode of this segment with Robert Pallas. Thanks for listening, and watch out for the next one.